All right, welcome into a very, very special edition of the That's So Cincinnati podcast. We are super excited. We're down here at Smale Park. It's the end of the 50 West. We're living the life. It's a perfect night.
It 50 is, West booth in front of us. Skyline behind us.
Skyline behind us. 50 West in front of us. The life sky wheel. Good. Cab 19 is up there somewhere, still infected.
I'm glad you thought of that because I didn't know if that was going to make on the air or not.
Oh, but, well, come on. How could anybody look at the Skywheel anymore and not think about Cab 19 gone. And our favorite couple?
Can we get rid of the Skywheel?
Just yell it out into the distance.
Can we get rid of the Skywheel, everyone?
People like the Skywheel. Yes.
Yes. We're getting some yeses.
Our audience is with us. We're done with the sky wheel. Once someone has fornicated in it, it has to go.
Bye, Felicia.
That's bye, Felicia. So this is a special edition of That's a Cincinnati podcast. We're down here at the Insmail Park at the end of the 50 West Mile. It's currently Friday night. It's 8 o'clock. I feel like this is Wayne's World. It's Friday night. It's 8 o'clock. It's time to party, right?
Here our bad lives are. Yeah.
So runners are finishing up the race and coming through here. We got a band going on behind us. Reds are playing next to us. The Clones, I think, got a big tilt going on tonight, maybe?
Lot going on the riverfront tonight.
Lot going on the riverfront.
Are the Clones at home?
I don't know. They're in some championship something.
I don't care.
Nobody really cares. But this has become really just an... Not that it isn't a great event. It's obviously been a great event, but the Smale Park edition just makes it perfect, man. Tonight and this whole weekend that happens down here is just absolutely ideal.
And it's one of those events that we're going to have John from the Flying Pig coming up later as our guest, and it's just one of those events that it's woven into the, I know this is overused, but woven into the fabric of Cincinnati now. 21 years of the Flying Pig Marathon. When you think about big events in this town, opening day, the ATP tennis tournament, the Flying Pig, you have to go. You have to take your family. It's just one of those must things to go to. So
yeah, it's funny. Like so you mentioned John. So John Capella is he's a course director, runs all the logistics for Flying Pig. I know him since I was like six.
We go so way back. Cincinnati.
Because that makes it so Cincinnati that we go all the way back to shout out St. Susanna and Mason. Forget what high school did you go to. What grade school did you go to? That's when it's real.
Green Elementary.
Green Elementary. Gallipolis, Green Elementary in the house.
But St. Susanna, what was the mascot?
Well, funny you should ask. When I first started there, we were the Trojans.
Ooh.
And then... they had to change that because the whole Trojans became really popular.
You don't need to say it. We know.
So now they're the Titans.
Okay.
So they've been in the Titans since I was...
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
That's really unique, and no one's ever done that before.
We miss you on the... this is episode number two of the week.
Two in 1 week? I know.
We missed you earlier in the week when I...
I heard Tiffany sang to you.
She did, and I was blushing, like legitimately blushing. Phil can attest to this. Phil... the man, Phil Didion, on the ones and twos, the executive producer of That So Cincinnati.
I listened to the earlier episode, but I hadn't gotten all the way through the Tiffany experience. What was
she
it
sang?
Afterwards, what was the tour bus? What was your impressions of the tour bus?
Very swanky.
Yeah.
A lot of leather. like everything was leather. The table was leather, the sofas were leather.
On the mixtape tour.
On the mixtape tour.
Did
Tiffany, everyone.
Did Naughty by Nature drop by?
They did not drop by. Let me tell you
something. The New Kids?
As a couple of millennials just walked by. I have now polled four millennials, including my wife. She's the only... there's five millennials that I've polled. And four of them have no idea who Tiffany is. These are folks
who
are...
pretty obscure, man.
She was an international pop icon.
Then she fell off the mat.
In like 2 months during 1987.
Yeah. There was a time. Yeah, there was a time.
She still got the good pipes as we heard on That's So Cincinnati. And
Well, they, you know, they pumped up that event was huge. U.S. Bank Arena, man, getting used. How about that?
I bet there wasn't anyone under 40 at that event.
Oh,
but it looked like it was packed. Our good friend of the show, Sharon Coolidge, was there.
I know a lot of people that were there.
Do you?
So New Kids on the Block can bring in. Funny story. It isn't so Cincinnati, but it's so New Kids on the Block. I took my bachelor party to Kansas City on a Monday and a Tuesday back in 2015. And I was like, people are like, what are you doing? The Reds were playing, the Royals.
Oh, yeah.
And had friends were all like, let's do a little road trip. So like, all right, this is going to be stupid. We'll go to the Reds game, whatever. What is there else going to be there to do? We are at some bar in downtown on the Monday night after the first Reds game. Sitting there by ourselves, big, huge bar. No one's in there. We're like, what? Whose idea was this to do the bachelor party? This was pretty stupid. Next thing you know, the place is just overrun with like 40 to 50 year old women everywhere because apparently there was a New Kids concert next door that we didn't know about. It turned into this like massive party. And it was like, did you plan this? No, no one could ever have planned this or had any idea. New Kids, wherever they go, like this insane
They
bring out the Cougs. They follow in mass. And that's what happened down here this week, apparently. Cher Coolidge was amongst them.
The Cougs were there.
They were out.
Oh, man.
We're off topic already. We're just getting started. So, yeah, go back and listen to the first episode from this week.
This is sort of our
special one-off episode because this is just so Cincinnati. Smale Park.
I'd rather be talking to you than Tiffany.
Flying pig.
Because you're special.
Oh, that's nice. But this is not as cool as a tour bus.
Well, wait, you haven't listened to Tiffany interview yet?
I haven't made it all the way through. I only got the beginning of it.
We got a couple treats in there for you.
I heard the beginning part where you were talking about the hotel getting put on notice and all that stuff going on.
Let's just say my last question to Tiffany. Well, we'll go ahead and tell you. I'll spoil alert.
Spoil alert.
So I set it up by saying, Tiffany, my caller said, we're on a first name basis.
Tiff.
I said, my pal.
I mean, what's her last name? Do people call her
Darwish
something else?
Darwish is her last name.
No one knows that.
So I tell her, I say, I'm a big Richard Marx fan.
Wow.
So it was a twofold question. I said, my friend, our regular host of the show, Paul Daner Jr., doesn't believe me when I say that Richard Marx is a great songwriter, and she just went off.
Yeah.
And let us know how great of a songwriter he is.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's a great songwriter. He's also terrible.
And then I said, you know, Tiffany, I was a big fan of you when I was in seventh grade, but that same summer was when Richard Marx released his first album, and I was a much bigger fan of him. And I said, have you ever met him?
I'm glad to be here with you, Tiffany, because I'd like to ask you if you've ever met Richard Marx.
And smooth as she could be, says, yeah, we met on the 80s cruise a couple years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
The 80s cruise. Dude, these people will just... When you're holding on like Tiffany is,
hold on to the nights.
It's group tours, it's cruises, it's like, you know, the occasional autograph session. You just hold on as long as you can.
You know what's funny? I mentioned this to Cherry Coolidge that because I gotta admit I didn't have any Tiffany songs on my iTunes, and so I downloaded a couple Tiffany songs, and I said, you know, she probably makes more in one day now, 32 years later, after these songs were released on iTunes than, like, most Americans make in their annual salary, like,
no
just
doubt.
By getting royalties off of iTunes tunes.
Yeah, no doubt.
TiffanyTunes.com, by the way, shameless plug.
TiffanyTunes.
That's her website.
Tiffany's, no one's had a better week on
she's
that.
She's long
Cincinnati
gone from the city of Cincinnati.
A second episode where she's getting talked about. All right, let's refocus here. So we're down here at Smale Park, and because it's so Cincinnati, and the running community, I don't know if people realize how huge the running community here is. I mean, there's... through the Bengals Beat podcast, I work with 50 West a lot, and they're the sponsor of the 50 West Mile here tonight. They have tons of running groups that they do that run throughout there. I mean, the training that goes on through the training for this race here, it's this as the centerpiece for 3 months of training is like that. That's very real. We see in my neighborhood and that. I mean, it's like Tuesday nights. Here come the runners. They all go through.
How
my
do they
dog
run
goes
when
crazy.
You live on a double dead end street.
We have steps that go that lead through the double dead end street.
We haven't talked about that in a while.
I know it has been a while since the double dead end street stuff. There's steps at every. There's steps at the end.
Special guest here tonight, by the way, Mrs. Daner.
Yeah, in the house. Big fan of the show.
Big fan.
Big fan of you, Jason Williams.
Thank you. Thank you.
Loves your work. We got to have some fans. So
not only a big fan of the show, but was the original creator idea of the show that planted in your ears.
I would like. I
is
mean,
that, is that bad?
Credit,
that I'm letting
that's
people
valid.
Know that. Is that okay?
Credit deserves to be
if
where
not,
credit
we're
deserves
Phil
to
edit
be.
That out.
No. That the original creator was, you know, I really like Jason because my wife doesn't listen to my own podcast. I really like Jason and I really love his writing. And I think that the podcast is good, that you should do something with him. And I said, you're right. That is a great idea. And here we are.
Here we are.
Still haven't gotten her to listen to a Bengals Beat podcast. As we loves That's So Cincinnati.
As we, there are celebrities in the house as we are sitting here talking. Sarah Brookbank, Inquirer reporter, walks by.
Wow, this is big. This is
big.
Hello,
Sarah.
And more importantly, the Skyline Chili line has formed around us.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought they were crowding around to listen to us.
Well, yeah, I thought they were all coming here. They heard this was where the That's So Cincinnati booth was, and so they were coming over. No, this is the Skyline Chili.
Really, that is, I mean, but literally, that is the That's So Cincinnati line and crowd.
Next to the That's So Cincinnati podcast is the most Cincinnati thing that
Price
is.
Price Hill Chili's better, folks. No, I love Skyline. I'm kidding.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. But I do love the concept of standing and being like, I know I can get a chili dog for like $1.25 just anywhere, anytime. But this one's free. And I ran. And I don't care how long I have to wait. I want it. Because you earned it.
Absolutely.
Because you earned that chili dog.
And you earned a beer from 50 West as well.
You did. A delicious beer. Two beers. Two beers from 50 West.
Can I say something real quick about 50 West?
You have
West?
A mic in front of you, and there's only two of us. Of course you can.
I have to apologize for the first episode. So episode 1A of the week.
Yeah.
I made a mistake. I'm going to correct myself now. I know Burl would be very proud of me for saying this.
Yeah.
I called tonight's race by a different beer brand by the previous sponsor. And it's unfortunate I said that because 50 West is hands down absolutely my favorite local beer. Really, it's my favorite beer.
Yeah.
And Doom Pedal.
You're a Doom Peddler.
I am. And so I apologize. It is the 50 West
mile.
1 mile run. Mile run.
I saw our guy, Del Hall, who is known. I talked to him about this when we did a live BBP out at 50 West on Monday with Zach Taylor. And Dell was out there, known for doing the beer fast. He fasted and only drank beer all 46 days. He's here tonight. Saw him earlier, yeah.
John, and, how you doing? Good to see you.
He was said he did hundreds of interviews, including Good Morning America, Fox, everything national you could think of, all about because he drank beer for 40-plus straight days. It's
liquid
one of the coolest things ever.
It is very cool.
I mean, fame. It's magical. As is the internet. As is the internet. Our focus is lacking tonight. We're not doing great in a live atmosphere at keeping any sort of focus on what we're doing.
And we haven't had any beers yet.
I know. Yes. Yes, that's what we need. We need someone to bring us beers and make this thing liven up a little bit more. Is she bacon? Is she dressed like bacon? I believe she's dressed up as an actual bacon.
What are you dressed up as, bacon?
I'm trying to be turkey bacon. It would not be offensive.
Chunky, okay. Turkey bacon.
No, don't be offensive.
But I'm not offended by regular bacon. I love regular bacon.
This is a big race that can
meat be candy.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want anybody to be offended. Politically correct bacon.
Yes, turkey
okay,
bacon
turkey bacon only. Okay, I like that. I like that. I like your bacon. I hope it wasn't hard to run in.
It was cooked. That's for sure.
It was cooked. I love it. I love it.
Oh.
I think
we're
real
being
beers,
offered beers now.
Now,
by
this
the crowd.
Is what I'm talking about.
This is what I'm talking about.
50 West American Lager is delicious. I would have one of those.
I'll take one of those as well.
Phil could use a beer. Oh, there we go. See, this is the support you need.
You know, the Phil, the young kid.
The young kid.
he likes those IPAs.
Yeah. I'm not anti.
No, you're a young guy.
It's not
going to
be
you're
a
under
young
40.
Guy thing. IPAs are not a young guy thing. It's not like that.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Are they?
They are.
Totally.
Yes.
Old folks like you don't drink the IPAs.
Bearded men drink IPAs. Except for this bearded man who's gray. Not you, but me.
That guy did have a big beard.
It was a good beard, too.
I don't think he was. I think
not
he was holding an IPA, actually.
Not a fleck of gray in there.
Oh,
either.
It was not an IPA.
He was drinking a Doom Paddle. Doom Paddle?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. That guy walks up
I
by
know
our
that
booth.
Can from a mile
away. And you just
away.
Scream out, bearded men drink IPAs.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. I hope no one's. Are people going to keep listening? You think?
People double fisting the Doom pedals.
No. Oh, where are the Doom pedals at? That's what we need.
Oh, those are the free. Yeah. Those are the.
You have
race
to run.
Ones.
You can't just sit here like us. Okay, I see. There are so many people down here right now. I'll say this for anybody that's listening. God bless your heart, first of all. Second of all, you know, this is just a fun party just to come down to and just hang out at, to be honest with you. You get this many people down here. It's basically just a party in the park, essentially. Everybody's
right
drinking.
Next door, the Reds are playing, and they're up. They were up last we checked.
8-0.
8-0.
Yeah, so... I mean, this is just a great time. I'm so happy we had it.
I got to get one of these 50 West coolies as well. What's up, guy?
Yeah.
How you doing, son?
Good. I think we have a fan of that.
We have a fan.
Society
we have
podcast,
one fan.
Potentially.
We have millions of fans, really.
Millions.
But these are youngest. How old are you?
12 years old. Do you love the That's So Cincinnati podcast? Oh.
Seriously.
My man. Oh, two Doom
Thank
pedals.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too, bud.
Yeah. See a listener. What? Oh. Even. Yes. People are just bringing over koozies
wait,
and
you're
beers.
Using it. I just said that. I said
I don't
need
know.
To get one.
We started talking about beers, and now we have 5 beers in front of us.
Okay.
You guys need some shots.
Who
Thank
wants
you.
To hear an
Thank
entertaining
you,
second
woman,
hour?
Bring us
That's
beers.
What I want to know. Phil, you're going to have to do some heavy editing. All right, let's just focus here and get to the important thing, and that is our guest for tonight's episode. That is Flying Pig course director, really director for all the running events that go on during the course of the year here, the big ones here in the city. That is John Capella. So let's get to our interview with John. All right, interview time now on the That's So Cincinnati podcast. I mean, we're live. We are in it. We are in the mix right now, Jason.
Am I supposed to be extra enthusiastic?
Yes, because we're out amongst the people right now.
My woos can get people going?
Yeah, I hope. I don't know.
Oh, wrong sport.
Yeah, I don't know. No wooing allowed down here. That's the only rule we have.
Just stop talking to me and let's get to the guest.
All right, sorry. Let's bring in John Capella. John, we've known each other for a while.
Wait, who is John?
John is the Flying Pig course director.
Oh,
the man! When you show up and you have a vest and like multiple people that can contact you, you have the vest, you have the yellow, you have like you have everything that you could need to look important.
It's all part of the fake it until you make it and know what you're doing type of routine. So yeah, I do look official, but this is a great weekend for Cincinnati. We're so proud to be a part of it. Yeah. Unfortunately, yes, we've known each other since grade school.
We have. It goes all the way back to literally like 2 7-year-old kids trying to figure out how this playground experience is going to work.
Yes, yes. Indoor, outdoor resource.
Yes. I got tied to a basketball pole and you didn't help me. I just want to start there.
Is this the next question part of the segment?
We need to tell the masses who are gathered here where you went to high school.
I went to St. Xavier High School.
Yeah,
Go Bombers.
And where'd you go to high school?
You know where I went to high school. It's fine. No, but I got no. This is we're not.
We're talking
do this.
About grade schools and
yeah. So. We're beyond. This isn't even a high school experience anymore. This is about this. When you go back to grade school, that's when it's real Cincinnati. That's when it's all the way Cincinnati.
That's the next level.
It is. Can we
Moeller and St. Xavier right here representing?
Gallipolis in the house. Don't not forget it.
Yeah. What? How? Why am I on this?
I don't know. I never know why you're here. I actually want to talk about like why this was a great idea of to have this whole thing down here and for you to come on.
I think, like we said, there's nothing more Cincinnati than having a marathon called the Flying Pig Marathon.
Yeah.
In this city, just embracing it. It's funny. It's quirky. It's offbeat. It's exactly what we are, and I think that's just so Cincinnati.
You were in our paper. Because they're holding a wedding during the pig this weekend.
Yes, we.
And
have,
you were saying this is set up, and it's has it happened before?
We have had finish line proposals before, but we have never had a wedding during the race. So there are a couple half marathoners that are going to run with their wedding party, about 30 people. They're going to stop at the Eden Park Overlook, have some more wedding guests join them up there, have about a 10 or 15 minute ceremony. And then continue the race and come down and finish. So they are longtime runners, and they've decided this is the way they want to celebrate their big day, and we couldn't be happier about it.
Jason, can you think of anything that fits you less than if you were to, like, plan your wedding around a run?
Yeah, I was trying to think what I dislike more, running or wedding. That's not cool. I'm happily married.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah. One time only. One time only. How long have you been doing this?
So I started with the Flying Pig back in 2010 and kind of worked my way up. So I'm now the race director where I'm in charge of all the operations and logistics for it. So we work with seven different municipalities. We work with the FBI and Homeland Security now. And every piece of fence and cone and banana and water bottle and 500,000 cups and all that kind of stuff is kind of the circus that we set up for when we roll into town. And we start setting up on Thursday before the race, and we're out on Monday. So we have races tonight, tomorrow, and Monday, and we'll have just over probably about 41,000 people in our races this weekend.
It's insane.
The logistics of this blow me away, and the how well you guys do it, and it's a full-time job, right? I mean, this is your full-time job.
Absolutely. The Flying Pig Marathon, we're working on all year round. But we do have a collection of other races tonight as part of our TQL Beer Series. So we have the 50 West Mile tonight. We had a Bachfest 5K back in March. We also have the Hoodlepole 14K and 7K in October. And then the Queen Bee Half Marathon in the fall. We're also debuting a new race in July with FC Cincinnati. So it'll be an away game for them, be a nighttime race. The race will start at 7 o'clock, and then we'll have a watch party at the Banks, which is where the finish line will be, and watch the game on the big screen there. So we're adding dates to our calendar, continuing to add some stuff. But, yes, it's a full-time job. And honestly, we are a small team. There's only 7 or 8 of us that are, full-time, but we have an army of people that we consider part of our team, and we have about 8,500 volunteers, and that's the backbone of how we get this done.
Where do you start with – okay, we should do it when the Reds play. Like, when that happens and you're going to go through a whole weekend of all of these events happening in town, I mean, that has to just be a total moment of, okay, are we really going to do this?
When that Reds schedule comes out every year, that is like a date on our calendar to find out if they're in town or not. But we've dealt with it. I think the best and worst part about it is we don't have a home, so we're at the mercy of Cirque du Soleil was in town last year. Last night we were trying to, set up, and there was the Tiffany concert, New Kids on the Block, so we have to open up streets. The Reds game's this weekend. There's a Cyclones game this weekend. We're always working around different stuff, but I think everybody tries to be, down here, a good community partner, understands what's going on, how this benefits the city, $15 million economic impact every year. We have participants from all 50 states and 29 foreign countries participating this weekend. So this is truly kind of a national and international time for our city to shine. And I think everybody gets along and does the best to make it all work.
Yeah. What's your favorite new feature that's been added to this year's festivities?
Favorite new feature. So I'm always worried about some of the more nuts and bolts type stuff rather than the fun stuff. So, you know, my big concern is always race day weather. And, you know, if it gets really hot, we run into some serious medical concerns with the runners. And we've added misting locations out on the course. There's an industrial company called Ikeuchi. They're a Japanese company. They found us, and they make industrial nozzles, and they've created these PVC pipes that'll go over the road and mist the runners towards the back end of the full marathon, which is exactly what they need to help stay cool. So it's kind of random, but absolutely perfect for what we
need. Is that new this year?
It is.
Oh, cool.
Can I get that in my cornhole tournament?
Yes, absolutely. I'll give you a contact. They have fans, too. It's beautiful.
Oh, John, you're involved in the cornhole tournament.
Yes. I don't know that I've ever participated. So
we could use you. Yes. Let's just say the logistics often struggle.
Yeah.
I think you could definitely be
tell
used.
The millions.
I can be acquired. I'll be a free
agent. Here. What the cornhole tournament is?
I'm not. This is not about my cornhole tournament.
Oh, okay. Well,
I have microphone. I've had the microphone in front of my mouth since August on this thing to talk about.
Sorry, we have John. It's not about you. I'm sorry.
It's not.
It's about the flying pig. It's about John.
What do you do about streakers?
Streakers. So we had a real streaker, as you're referring to it probably.
Yes.
He got tased running down 7th Street one
year. That's great.
That was one of the great
That's
stories.
Entertainment value.
Yes, yes. But the real streakers that we consider are people that have run all 21 years.
And so there are
80 people that have run the full marathon all 21 years. So
wow.
And then there's a wide variety of people now that we're keeping track of that have run 15-plus years. 10-plus years and 5-plus years is kind of a program to incentivize them and reward them for continuing to run with us.
How many countries you say are represented in the race?
29 foreign countries this year. And
is
I'm
that
pretty,
the most ever?
That's the most ever, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, it's regularly over 20, but this is the most ever.
I mean, how when you start getting into things like I don't even know. Like, what is the biggest concern? Like, what is the thing that you freak the most out about? Besides, like, weather. I mean, that you feel like you most have to be prepared for when you get into all these people and all those logistics.
I think just everybody kind of making it from the start line to the finish line is one of the baseline things.
Yeah.
You know, we take great pride in setting up a great course and having a lot of fun out there. But there is a baseline that people need to go out there, get from the start and finish line, have some basic water stops, all that kind of stuff. So we try to set that kind of stuff up. And then the other part of it is just getting all of the product that we get in. So we take about 7 semis worth of product at our finish line. We have 55,000 bottles of water over there. We have, you know, 20,000, 30,000 plus bananas, granola bars, chips, all that kind of stuff. It all needs to basically arrive on site on Thursday or Friday for us to make this work. But we have some great partners that make it happen. So I think we've got it down to a science, and we've got a lot of backup plans that we've worked. So I think those are the biggest things. It's just making sure we have everything that we need.
Is that all provided by sponsors?
Yeah, yeah. So Kroger is a huge sponsor, providing all the food and the finish line food for us. And then
so Procter Cincinnati, by the way.
Yep.
So.
Procter & Gamble as well.
So Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have a lot of great local companies. You know, starting with 50 West tonight with the beer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you talk about So Cincinnati. It's the way that this has grown from being the Flying Pig to the beer series to everything. And it's like, you've been on board since this thing. It seems like every year there's a next level that it grows to. I mean, has that been the surprising element of this, is how it just continues to seem like it expands to being way more than just the Flying Pig?
I think we've wanted to do this for a while, and I think over the last 5 or 6 years, we've continued to add dates to our calendar. And I think there's a strong running community here, and so we're fortunate to feed off of that. And I think we also understand it's also just not about the race anymore. You have to provide an experience. You have to provide a party. You have to provide more than just a start and finish line. So they need to come down here and have fun, feel like they got their money's worth. It's just not – there's enough races all over the country, all over the town. There's other options, a lot of competition, so we need to separate ourselves that way.
Bockfest, the Bockfest 0.05K is the race that spoke to me most, which is basically just walking across a parking lot, essentially. But it still had all the things that I love about the race, that – You get the beer, you have the conies at the end, you get a t-shirt, you get a medal, but you don't have to do any of that running stuff. You could just walk across the parking lot.
Is there medical personnel on hand?
Probably needs to be, because you're asking some people that really, really view themselves as not being able to go anywhere.
It's too bad.
Yeah. But because
John, I got a real question.
All right.
How much, when you talk about it, it's not just the marathon anymore, and it's been like that for a while, but how much has bringing the finish line here to Smale Riverfront Park enhanced kind of everything around this event?
We switched last year. Honestly, it wasn't a switch that we necessarily chose to make. There were some other events going on in Cincinnati that weekend that kind of forced us down here. It worked out amazingly well. This is an amazing front door for our city. And to showcase it not only to the residents, which come down here, you know, every weekend and fill this park, but for the out-of-towners to come down and see how beautiful it is. It's been rave reviews last year, and we're happy to be here again. It took a lot of hoops to jump through.
To keep it here?
To the city's credit, we have to rent out about 35,000 square feet in Lot D over here by Paul Brown Stadium. That's the upcoming venue for the music facility. So, for the last 6 months, we were getting weekly to bi-weekly updates on when construction was going to start over there, and we had a plan A, plan B, and plan C, depending on how all that was going to go. Now, construction's going to start here in the next however long once all this negotiation ends, and it remains to be seen whether we'll be back here again this year. The most important thing that we need out of a finish line is an egress route for ambulances and medical personnel that doesn't involve basically getting through crowds in the course. And so Lot D has an exit out onto West Pete Roseway, and that's how they can get out to the hospitals. So that's the thing that we have to figure out no matter where we are.
But from the kind of bringing people together aspect of it, when it was sort of jammed down by U.S. Bank Arena and Great American Ballpark, it's hard to kind of have that greater community feel about the finish line there. And so from this standpoint, it's great.
It's an amazing place to have a party. I mean, and that's what we want to have. I mean, if you've run, whether it's a mile tonight, a 5K or 10K tomorrow, a half marathon or a full marathon, you know, on Sunday, you deserve to celebrate that accomplishment. And so this is the best place to have a party, I think. And like you said, I think also because it's on the front door of Northern Kentucky too, and we're a regional event, and like I said, so it's just a perfect place, and just so beautiful. And you know, we have some of our VIP parties and watch parties and stuff like that over in Anderson Pavilion, which is a great facility for us to utilize. The ability for people to walk over the Roebling Bridge into the park and not across our finish line is an amazing thing for us to have. So there's just a lot of built-in logistical and strategic advantages for us beyond just the beauty of the site.
How much do people come up to you during the year and complain about how hard the course is?
So we go to probably about 10 to 12 other cities, and we promote our race at their other races around the country and set up booths and stuff like that. And that is the first question that we hear is, we hear you're hilly. How hilly is it? And it's we're in a river valley, so there's not
pretty
a whole
hilly
lot. But our start and finish elevation is the same, so it's flat on one hand. And technically, we are a net downhill course. There is more downhill than there is uphill. And I think that's what we try to do. We put a lot of volunteers out there to make it fun, to energize people as they're out there doing those types of things. And I think one of the most flattering things that we have when we're out at those expos is we'll be talking, trying to sell the race to a total stranger, and another total stranger will come up and say, I did the pig. You have to do it. It's so much fun.
Yeah,
and at that point, our job's over. If somebody will give kind of an unsolicited, high five to us, that's all it takes.
Well, it's funny. Like, the thing that I think I hear most from, you know, when my wife would run it or whatever, it was that you won't believe who was out at mile 13 this year. They were doing this, or they dressed up like that. Or it's like, that seems the way that people turn it into this showcase to cheer people on. It seems to be like, that's really almost the most, cool part about the whole thing.
Right. And we incentivize. So those 8,000 volunteers, they are giving a stipend for the man hours that they provide. So we donate over $1 million to these charities, and the vast majority of them are Greater Cincinnati charities, and they're anything from, you know, a youth basketball team to a church group, et cetera. But we incentivize them to kind of theme their different, you know, areas of the course and stuff like that, to cheer on the runners. And some of them are just out there to cheer. They don't actually have any other job than to just cheer on the runners. So we take great pride in that, and I think the fun, because we are the Flying Pig Marathon and it's kind of fun and irreverent, we lean into that fun all the way.
Yeah. Have you run the pig before?
No. So I've actually, before I worked for the Flying Pig Marathon, I worked for a company called Game Day Communications. They've done our PR and marketing. So ever since I've been out of college, I've worked this event. So in some form or fashion, I've been involved for the last 16 years.
It's awesome. A great job there, by the way.
Thank you.
I want to say, congrats to you on everything you've been doing, because this is an awesome event. It's one of the coolest things that and you talk about. So Cincinnati. I mean, everything about this and what it's become, and the fact it's been all about chili and beer and a party afterwards right here. It's just it's awesome. And I won't bring up anything that I have as, because I don't have much resentment, but there's some things that happen in the between third and fifth grade that mostly I feel like I have most issues with. But I'm not going to bring those up here, because you've been nice enough to come on our podcast, and we much appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. And I am a big fan of your guys' show. I think you guys are doing a great thing, showcasing and highlighting a lot of different people in causes in Cincinnati, and it's a great listen.
We're trying.
Wait, awesome. I get one more question.
No, you don't. Oh. This man has to work. Did you hear all the stuff he was talking about earlier?
Cincinnati moment of the week for us. I was just going to offer it out there, and if he doesn't, that's okay.
So Cincinnati moment of the week?
Or your So Cincinnati moment of the year, or the last 10 years? I don't know. I'm just messing with you. Seriously.
On the spot.
Yeah.
That was kind of a... heavy question. I'm sorry.
It'll be the wedding this weekend.
Yeah, I would agree.
Married, celebrating the love of the race and the love of marriage.
Marriage.
Can we stop the clock for those folks, by the way?
Can you stop and talk to them?
No, does the clock stop for those people?
No.
Okay.
No. Just got to keep running.
There's no pause in the clock. It's a running clock still for
As
them.
Is marriage.
As is marriage. Always ticking.
Boom. That's a good one, John. Thanks,
John,
so much.
Thanks, brother.
Really kind of you to let us do this. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you for coming down.
All right. Much thanks to John Capella for joining us on That's a Cincinnati. Great stuff. I mean, could you imagine the logistics he's talking about? You and I have trouble like coordinating the times to make sure we come and do the podcast every week. Could you imagine you and I in charge of the type of logistics that John has to deal with?
Well, that's why it's a full-time job, you know?
It wouldn't look like this.
I mean, you look around, you think about all the things that go into this, the sponsorships, the fencing, the security. You start to realize why that is a full-time job year-round for one weekend.
No doubt. So what's happened now, and we're gonna attempt to our favorite thing to do on the That's Cincinnati podcast is to talk about the most Cincinnati things that we did that week. Like, what is so Cincinnati, right? Sitting at Skyline Chili talking about your high school days. Like, you know, there's so many.
Go Molar.
Right? There's so many things that are so Cincinnati.
Bombers.
You know, complaining about the mayor's inability to get stuff done with council, right? That's so Cincinnati.
Why are you bringing that up now?
I know.
It's a fun event.
Why's it got to be like that? I'm trying to think.
Way to throw a wet blanket on the situation.
Oh, sorry. So Cincinnati is deciding you're so drunk you need to ride the sky wheel and you try to hook up inside of it.
Why did I?
That's so Cincinnati.
That was mine. That was mine. I wanted to talk about that.
That's our second time already bringing it up. So the point being, if anybody is out there and feels like they know of something that is so Cincinnati, what is like just the most Cincinnati thing they've ever experienced? We would love to hear your So Cincinnati moments.
We have a chair for you. That's you folks in the Skyline Chili line.
A chair or a microphone. If you're in the Skyline Chili line and you know of the most Cincinnati thing ever, we are very unique as a city.
We know you love Cincinnati because you're in the Skyline line.
If you're in the Skyline line, you love Cincinnati. There is no doubt about that.
So, do you love the Ferris wheel? Do you love
Kings Island?
Kings Island.
Of course. Going to Kings Island and riding. Remember the Eagles?
Eating the blue ice cream.
Eating the blue ice cream, the Smurf cone.
Oh, the Eagle, yeah.
The Eagles and like snapping the cables. That's so sincere.
Wait, hang on. Do you think the Ferris wheel will get offended that we're criticizing it? Kind of like the streetcar gets offended when we criticize it? Or when I criticize it, sorry.
Making fun of the streetcar is so Cincinnati.
It's interesting because when I criticize the streetcar, all of a sudden I get attacked by it on social media.
Streetcar attacked you?
We've criticized the Ferris wheel several times now on this podcast.
The Sky Star,
sorry. It's a Ferris wheel and it needs to go. And it's never attacked me on social media, ever.
Does it have a Twitter account?
The streetcar seems to have, like, multiple
streetcar
Twitter
people
accounts.
Are everywhere. People that... Well, let's not turn this into a streetcar thing.
I'm not getting any dirty looks when I talk about the streetcar either, so thank you.
No.
I'm not really getting any looks at all, to be honest.
No, and that's fair. These people are focused on their skyline. They're allowed to.
Well, let me say that we are in the shadows of the Sky Star right now as we're sitting here at Smail Riverfront Park.
Yes. You want to come on? You want to stay in the microphone?
Come on.
All right, we've got one.
We've got our first guest.
Here you go. All right, our first guest. What's your name?
My name is Charlie Meyer.
All right. Charlie Meyer. What's So Cincinnati?
Okay, So Cincinnati to go to the FC game and sit in the bellies.
You are exactly right about that. Yes, do you do that? Are you in the Bailey?
Yeah.
Do you know all the songs?
No.
It's okay. It's okay. The songs are good, though. You know a few of them, right?
Yeah.
Can you sing us one of the songs?
Yeah, no.
Oh, come on, Charlie.
That's all right.
I'm a bad singer, by the way.
That's okay. You don't have to be a good singer to be in the Bailey. Most of those people are terrible singers, too.
I'm a great singer.
He's the worst singer than you, I can guarantee you.
Charlie, if you want to sing a song, I'll sing it with you.
No, thanks.
Charlie, thank you for coming up, man. That's awesome.
Thanks, Charlie.
Do we have another So Cincinnati moment? All right, come on in.
We got our fan.
Come on in. Fans are back.
I'm back.
All right, what's your name?
Our 12-year-old bud. He didn't give us his name earlier. What's
your name before?
Nico Palacios.
All right. Nico, what is your... What's So Cincinnati? Do you have something?
What are you asking me?
What is the most Cincinnati thing that you can think of?
Can you get a little closer to the
Skyline chili?
Closer to Mike.
What do you order at Skyline? Have you ever had a bowl of chili from Skyline?
I usually have Coney's.
Yeah, Coney's.
No onions and no mustard.
Yes. Coney's but you would never order a bowl of chili, right?
No.
No one would do that because it's a crazy thing to do.
Nico? Is it Nico?
Yes.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you order a bowl of chili at a chili parlor?
I have no idea.
Yeah, nobody has any idea because you have an order like Nico does.
Is it not logical to want to go to a chili parlor and order a bowl of chili?
I don't know.
It's not logical at all. In fact, it's not logical at all.
What are your parents teaching you?
The right things. The right things.
Stay right on it.
Okay.
That's awesome. So, two Coney's, no onion, no mustard. Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right.
What do you get to drink?
Usually your water.
What's your favorite Skyline location?
I mean, I like the ones that are closest to us.
What's okay. I mean? Which one do you? Which one's your?
So like,
what's your home Skyline?
Delhi Pike.
That's
Delhi in the house.
Woo!
There's not much more Cincinnati than that.
The Delhi Skyline is so Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Awesome, Nico. Thank you
so
much.
Okay, I got one other question for Nico.
One more.
What?
What else do you like about Cincinnati? What's another So Cincinnati thing that you love?
The Bengals.
There we go.
I'm a big fan of them.
I like it.
Oh, Grater's Ice Cream.
Grater's Ice Cream. Boom. Another big one.
You're nailing them. Well, you're 2 for 3.
Two for three
with Skyline. Wait, 2 cheese conies, no onion, no mustard, right?
Yes.
And a water at the Delhi Skyline.
What about Grater's?
I don't know what you said in the middle of that, but then you said Grater's.
Yeah, Bengals and then Grater's.
Oh, Bengals.
Bengals.
Okay. Oh, sorry. What's your favorite... flavor at Grater's?
Mint chocolate chip.
Ooh,
I almost said ice cream.
That's going off the beaten path. Normally the raspberry chocolate chip.
You are truly a...
Do you want to sing?
No.
Oh, come on.
You also would sing better than Jason does, I guarantee you that.
I would. 100%.
Queen?
You
love Queen?
Yes.
You're a big Freddie Mercury fan?
Yes.
Wow. You love Queen.
Well, anytime you want to sing like Bohemian Rhapsody or something, you just let me know.
Did you see the movie?
No, but I want to.
All right. Got to let him see the movie.
How was the run?
Yes.
Dad's not a fan of
Nico, how was the run?
It was tiring.
Was this your first
time
to run this? What was your first run?
Yes.
Really? Congrats.
What was your time?
Like 23 something.
Nice.
Like 23:33.
Way to get it
That's
done.
That's awesome.
Way to get it done.
All right.
Would you like
All
to right. give a shout out to anyone, family, friends, your school, anything?
I'd like to give a shout out to all my family who have me here, my uncle and aunt and my grandfather.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Are they all live in Delhi?
They live in Bluffton, my uncle and aunt, and then my
Bluffton, Ohio,
grandfather.
Or South Carolina?
Yeah, Bluffton, Ohio.
Bluffton, Ohio. Okay.
And All then right. my grandpa lives in Delhi.
All right. Delhi again in
tell,
the house.
Tell your family to download the podcast on Apple Podcasts.
That's So Cincinnati on any podcast platform.
Is this on iHeartRadio?
You can find it on iHeart. On if you want to look it up on their podcast, and you can find
I'll definitely
there.
Do that.
Yes, do it. There. Yes, Nico. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nico.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
Woo!
Woo!
Download the app.
Download the app. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Nico. Bye.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thank you. How about that? We bring the kids out. We bring the kids out. All right. Here we go. We got more.
Tell us your name and number, son.
Your name and
David. Give me one sec to unmute it.
David Lang.
It's muted, so just give me one sec.
Okay.
Hold it really close. Your face.
D Lang in the house. Good.
David Lang.
David Lang is here. Jason, do you know David?
I do.
Ah,
it's good to see you. It's funny. Something about you popped up on Facebook the other day, and I was like, I haven't talked to you forever.
Oh, probably the liquor objections. I do those in the law department now. Yeah. So.
And here you are.
Yep.
And your daughter's like, the last time I saw your daughter was really like little, and now she's practically going on middle school, right?
Yeah, and I think I had my first kid right around the time you did too,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So she's almost, she'll be six at the end of July.
How about yes. that? David Lang, you're still at City Hall, right? You still work at City Hall?
I work for the law department now, yeah.
Yeah. If that's not So Cincinnati, I don't know what is.
It's very Cincinnati.
David, what is your So Cincinnati moment or thing?
I would have to say Gold Star Coney's, or I don't know, Natalie wants to say something.
Wait,
Coney's.
Coney's? I mean, Natalie, right? Natalie, your daughter?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you get? What do you get at
you
Skyline?
Said, wait, you just said. Wait, what Coney's did you say? What brand?
We get Gold Star.
Gold Star.
Gold Star.
Oh, we get some Gold Star.
Wow.
Love. Thank you, because my
don't hear that often.
My 6-year-old son Reed loves Gold Star.
Good deal.
Good deal. What's your favorite? What's your home Gold Star?
Which one do I go to?
Yeah.
Typically the one in Western Hills by the Target.
Is it ever
West
busy
High
when
Gold
you go?
Star.
Yeah, sometimes it's quite packed.
Really?
Yeah, like around rush hour, because it's right next to like Planet Fitness and all that stuff. You know, I think you know people that are losing weight decide to put it right back on. I don't know.
What's your order? What most importantly, what is your Gold Star order?
My preference is chili cheese fries with the side of a cheese coney, no mustard.
But you would never order a bowl of chili, right?
No.
No, who would do that? No one would do that because it's a ridiculous thing to
so,
do.
David, I'll ask you the same thing I asked Nico right before you. You go to a chili restaurant, wouldn't you naturally order a bowl of chili?
No.
Wait, what? What was the question?
If you go to a exactly. chili restaurant, wouldn't you order a bowl of chili?
Not in Cincinnati.
Oh, no. Not in Cincinnati.
Only
okay.
if you weren't so Cincinnati.
Right.
But if you are so Cincinnati, you understand that that's absurd.
Are we still busting on Patton Oswalt over his love or
no.
dislike of our chili?
No, I have.
He orders a bowl of chili.
Like
I'm
just
the weird
chili
guy
or?
Who orders. I actually order a bowl of chili at Skyline.
With cheese or like what do
yeah.
you?
Yeah, cheese, beans.
Okay.
Sometimes I just get it with cheese. Sometimes
don't
I just
give
get
him
plain.
Acceptance for this. It's not acceptable.
You can get the Coney Bowl too.
Oh yeah, the Coney. I've never had it, but it looks good.
It's keto, no carbs.
It is keto. How was the run?
It was all right. I'm way out of shape. My 5-year-old daughter killed me, and I don't know where she just got off to. So
she's
think
somewhere.
I'm gonna have to part ways with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Right,
good to see you, man.
It's all right. If anybody else, so we are. People are sharing their that's so Cincinnati things. Like, it's so Cincinnati to eat Coney's. It's so Cincinnati to drink craft beer on a river. It's so Cincinnati to tailgate under a bridge. It's so Cincinnati to do so many different things.
David lost his daughter.
It's so Cincinnati to ask about your high school. Obviously, these are like the cliche Cincinnati
order a bowl of chili at Skyline, right?
So, what are some of our previous So Cincinnati moments that we've done over the course of our 30 plus episodes now?
Well, we've talked about your double dead end street. Is that really a So Cincinnati thing? I don't think it is.
Carmageddon 2018 was.
It was
when they told us to clear the street multiple times. And everyone would clear the street, and they wouldn't do whatever they were supposed to do. That was So Cincinnati.
I was about ready to pull the plug on the So Cincinnati moment of the week when you talked about the Ferris wheel. I was just dumbfounded. I couldn't believe you dropped that on me on the podcast.
It's one of the greatest things that's happened.
Car 19.
Don't get in it. Don't get in car 19, whatever
Stay
you do.
Stay away from car 19 on the Skystar.
It is infected.
May I
you
have
can't
your attention,
clean that
please.
Out. There's no way to be sure. That's the problem. Fans running coaches out of town. Cincinnati now. That's a favorite pastime of Cincinnati.
Fan
just
guy? What'd you call
complain
him? Fan
and,
guy?
What's that?
Fan guy wanting to run coaches out of town?
Angry fan guy running coaches out of town. Fire the coach guy. That guy is having his way.
He's having a great year.
Nobody has had a better year in Cincinnati than fire the coach guy.
Fire the coach girl as well.
Oh, yeah. Fire the coach person. Fire the coach fan.
Lady. Fire the coach man. Fire
are
the
having
coach
a
boy.
Big year.
Fire the coach girl.
That's So Cincinnati to complain.
Marvin gone. Mick gone.
Brian Price gone.
Gone.
Riggleman gone. Alan Koch on the hot seat.
Almost gone.
Hot seat. Chris Mack gone.
David Bell. Oh, wait.
David Bell living the limelight tonight on at least an 8-0 tilt. At one point, he's loving life.
Step right up, everyone.
You are a coach. You are a coach here, and you've been here for a year and haven't won. You need to be fired.
Yep.
Fact.
Where are we going with this show?
Straight to the sewer. Except you don't want to go to the sewer because you know it's So Cincinnati. The sewer being unreliable as a department. Right? MSD, no place to be.
Do you rehearse that?
I mean, I was saving up for that one. When I thought the show was going to go downhill was when I was going to drop my big MSD line in there. So that means we've officially gone downhill.
Who wants to share their That's So Cincinnati moments, their favorites, their Cincinnati favorites?
What is the most Cincinnati thing of all time?
We got a seat and a microphone for you.
Anybody that wants to tell us what is the most Cincinnati thing ever can tell us the most Cincinnati thing that they can think of.
Don't everybody come at once.
Yeah. the flying pig, yes.
Come on in get here.
Eating
we got a Getta for you.
While running the flying pig would be so Cincinnati.
Oh, we have Getta. We had a Getta reference.
A Getta take. Would you like to share? Yeah. Come on. It's not like it's live to the internet or anything. You can do it. You ran your mile.
It's
all right.
Live on Apple Podcasts.
Here we go.
I ran my mile.
What is your name?
My name is Hannah.
Hannah, you just ran the 50 West Mile.
Yes, I did.
I'm sure it was invigorating.
Like this.
What is so Cincinnati to you? What is so Cincinnati?
Getta. 100% Getta.
Now, is there a...
And the fact that nobody else outside of Cincinnati likes it.
Correct.
Also, Skyline.
Skyline. That's what makes them better. Skyline and Getta are better because nobody from outside
Why
Cincinnati likes them.
Well, no. Honestly, I think it makes us stronger.
It does make
it
us
does,
stronger.
It does because it's honestly, I mean, it's kind of gross. So.
It's inherently gross.
It's
blasphemous.
Really is. So it's like concept. Survival of the fittest.
Yes. So, and we have that. Now, what is your Getta? Do you have a Getta brand of choice? Are you loyal? Are you Getta loyal?
You know, I am not because my grandma makes it.
Oh, what? Grandma's Getta. You know what that is?
Grandma's Getta.
So Cincinnati. That's right. There's no doubt.
Yeah, my grandmother makes
I grew up on grandma's geta as well.
Did
not
you
your
really?
Grandma, but
I didn't
my grandma.
It was a homemade thing.
It's a total homemade
That's
thing.
That's so nice.
Grandmothers are allowed to leave all the fat and the lard and stuff in there.
You know what? Because they
whereas
love
Whereas the real, like, glears and stuff, mm-hmm. they can't. They have no. to, like, make it nice. No, grandmas leave the fat in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fat is how much fat they leave is exact proportion to their love.
Yeah.
That is exactly what that is.
When was the last time you ate geta?
I ate geta?
Yeah.
Like last week.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're a regular geta consumer.
Oh, absolutely.
How could you not be? How
I'm
could
a
you
connoisseur,
not...
if you will.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I love the idea of grandma's fatty geta being the most Cincinnati.
Restaurant wise, who has the best geta in your opinion?
The best geta?
Yes, restaurant.
If it's in a restaurant, you're not eating geta.
Oh.
I'm going to say that.
You are really Cincinnati.
I am very much.
That's true. That is true Cincinnati because
absolutely.
If you appreciate that the restaurants and the actual businesses that sell this stuff can't get it anywhere near grandma's recipe, that is so Cincinnati.
Yes.
Hannah, thank
cue
you.
Cue the applause. Thank you
so much
me.
For joining us. That
thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, let's hear it for Hannah.
Woo!
All right. Thanks, Hannah. That was so Cincinnati. That was very well done. That was very well done.
Folks, we're the That's So Cincinnati podcast from Cincinnati.com and The Inquirer.
Yeah.
Download us on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts.
Really,
Spotify,
anywhere you listen to podcasts,
Just search That's So Cincinnati and you will find us.
You can download us. We got once a week. We're out every Wednesday morning. And we're perfectly timed for your bad commute up 75 or being stuck on 71 up by all the construction by Red Bank.
Millions listen. Make it millions more.
You get stuck on Columbia Parkway because of a landslide. You want to hear us talking you through this.
Absolutely. And we'll probably be talking about that.
Because all those three things, you know what those three things are, Jason?
So Columbia Tusculum?
So that's so Columbia Tusculum. Yeah.
What are they really? No, come on.
That's so Red Bank. That is so I-75 construction for 38 straight years.
That's so...
That's right.
We have a guy who in the office who lives in Mount Adams, but we like to joke. He used to live in Wyoming, but he doesn't like to let people know that he lives in those neighborhoods or that he has, so he would always call Wyoming South Woodlawn. I started calling it West Lachlan.
What is Mount Adams?
Now Mount Adams is it South Walnut Hills?
South Walnut Hills,
or,
yeah.
I guess it's East Walnut, no. South, or what
it's
we
south.
Call it, Southeast
It'd be south.
Walnut Hills.
We got
maybe.
Fireworks. People cheering
or
in Smale Park because of fireworks coming from the Reds game and then checking their phone to see what happened is...
So Cincinnati. Don't you hate it when people call it Cincinnati?
Yes, that's also Cincinnati of us to hate that.
You don't hear it a lot nowadays, no. But you used to hear it a lot. Why is that? Why do people call it Cincinnati? Does anyone have
I think
the
it's
answer?
Actually a southern thing to say Cincinnati. I only know it because I hear... Do we have an answer to that?
Cleveland.
So we're blaming Cleveland for this. Yes.
Do you want to come in? We have a microphone.
No, that is good. That's
people
good. Good knowledge.
Blame it on Cleveland.
You know what it's so Cincinnati to do? Blame Cleveland.
Blame Cleveland.
Absolutely. That's so Cincinnati. It's always Cleveland's fault. What do we got? Come on. Here we go. That's a good one.
Come
here
on
we go.
Come
here
on
we
in.
Go. Hold on. We need you. All right. What is your name?
Melissa.
All right. What do you? You've got a good one, I believe.
Yeah. Saying please when you don't understand what someone's saying, because I'm from West Virginia and we say huh.
Yeah. Please. You're right. So would you move here then?
I did move here.
And
yeah.
Your first time you heard someone say please, it set you back a little bit. Didn't it?
It did. It was like I didn't do anything. What do you want? It was weird.
But now do you say please now
no.
that you live here? No, you will not give in to that.
I'm still a hon girl.
So
please tell me you're a Herd fan.
I am a Herd fan.
Okay,
I went to the Herd, yes.
Oh, you did?
Wow.
Yeah,
two Herd fans. What are the odds?
Right over there is another one.
Wow, what are the odds?
We are.
Marshall.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much. That is a good one. We have not talked about that one enough. That's a great one. Yeah. Not the Herd. No, unfortunately, we've talked about the Herd quite a bit. It's unfortunate. Yeah, saying please, where that started, I'm not quite sure, but I'm a victim. Again. I've done that since I was a little kid. I'm a police guy.
Is that what she talked about? Police? I was just hung up on the fact she was from West Virginia and that
you just you were stuck. Fan. The mention as soon as she mentioned Heard in West Virginia, you didn't hear anything else.
Geekiest Marshall Thunder football fan you ever
You
meet.
Do love them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we have more.
Marsha's back.
We have one better than that. Melissa is back.
Yeah. I am back. So I went to Marshall, right? And my husband is from here, and his last name is Heard. That's the reason why I married him.
Wow, that's excellent. Yes, Melissa.
Nice.
Marrying someone for their last name.
He's from Cincinnati, so he must be so Cincinnati.
He's so Cincinnati. Mr. Heard is so Cincinnati. That's right. I like that.
Speaking of that, we're stretching this. I called Tiffany honorary Cincinnatian for the day because we always have very Cincinnati-centric guests. But I was like, what am I going to say? Because it was kind of
anybody that's actually willing to come and give money to U.S. Bank Arena.
International pop
that is, they get an
Tiffany.
Award.
I was like, oh, so
U.S. Bank Arena.
What, exactly. What is wrong with U.S. Bank Arena? Do we have that kind of time? I don't know.
You know what? There is not enough ripping on U.S. Bank Arena.
No, yeah, we need to be ripping. It needs to be more open ripping of U.S. Bank Arena. I'm going to go ahead. I love when U.S. Bank Arena offered their renovation idea. That was my favorite.
Talked about that on episode 1A of the week.
I believe it was. Did you?
Yep. Listen to it. Do you care?
No, I did. I heard you talking about U.S. Bank Arena.
You didn't listen to Tiffany
Not this specific thing that I'm talking about. When they had the renovation, where they're like the millions upon millions of dollars renovation that they said that they had to have, that we had to be paying for them.
Yeah, I'm still hung up on the fact that there were four people in our office who have no idea what Tiffany is, and one of them is standing in front of us.
Don't get bitter.
Is that wrong to call people out?
No, it's totally okay.
Sally Ann was one of the people. She's our social media person.
She didn't know Tiffany.
She had no idea who Tiffany
didn't
was.
Know Tiffany.
Are you serious?
It's weak.
Here she is. Oh, fresh off the
what
mile,
is?
The 50 West mile.
Yeah, fresh off.
Sally Ann Brubel. Thank you.
How did the mile go?
It was good. I did not stop.
Do you have a So Cincinnati moment for us? We can't hear you. So,
it's
do you want to come into the booth?
Woo! Yeah, mic her up.
Woo!
Oh, we need more of that.
We don't have enough of that tonight.
No, yeah, we don't have enough of that. You need more
I
of that.
I bet there's plenty of that at GABP right now.
Ric Flair?
Woo!
There it is.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about. Come in with authority.
Fellow Cincinnati.com teammate?
Yes.
Sally Ann?
So you didn't know about Tiffany?
No.
And that's okay.
Amanda Rossman played me a track of hers, and I told her that I recognized it from movies.
We call those albums. So track? What's a track?
A song.
Oh, a song.
I was trying to pick a fancier word.
She didn't do it on a record player, did she?
Dusted one off from the library at the end.
Yeah. There's got to be a record player back there somewhere. Or something you could throw some old 45s on.
S.A., what is your So Cincinnati thing, moment? What is So Cincinnati to you?
I was joking to Miss Sarah Brookbank, one of our breaking news reporters, moments ago, that I think my most Cincinnati moment is that I grew up in Cincinnati, went to the Ohio State University.
Just what's wrong with just saying Ohio State University?
Lowercase t.
Uppercase T.
AB Styles, lowercase T. Sorry.
And then I went to the mountains of Colorado and lasted less than a year before moving back to Cincinnati.
You're like, I can't handle this. I
picked up a cat
beauty.
And a future husband while you were there.
Oh, yes. I brought the future husband.
Snacked.
I was like, you gotta check out this place, Cincinnati. And he was like, can I walk from our home to the Ohio River with a fishing pole? And I was like, yes, but you do not want to do that.
No. You will turn up a body, and now you're in a case, and you're a witness. Finding something in the Ohio River that was previously living and now dead is so Cincinnati, by the way.
Four sets of keys.
Yes, four sets of keys. Some people lose their lives in there as well.
Nice hat, by the way, Sally Ann. 11 Warriors. It's a great website.
They write about the capital T. Ohio State University.
It's a lovely place to go to school.
Are you done?
Yes, I'll be
done. That was good. Wait, you don't I will say, I like going somewhere else, finding a husband, and making them come back here is so Cincinnati. I think that's I think that's perfect.
Thank you.
And he has a great beard, by the way. Not a fleck of gray.
This is a good beard. Are you going to yell at him like you did that other bearded guy earlier? He just yelled at a guy with a beard.
JT,
bearded
right?
Men
JT?
Like IPAs.
JT? JT, do you like craft beer as well?
Oh, I love craft beer.
When you have a beard like that, you have to like craft beer. It used to be down to your, below your, so like to your stomach, your abdomen. Really?
Yeah, I like it. So his new beard is so Cincinnati.
Thanks, Sally Ann.
I love it. All right, anybody else that can think of something that is just so Cincinnati?
Oh, we have another person coming
in.
Oh,
here we go. More.
Who do we have here?
All right.
What's your name?
Is it on?
Name and position,
oh,
please.
Oh, it's on.
All right, I'm Sarah Brookbank. I'm a reporter with the Cincinnati Inquirer.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome
Hi, Sarah.
To the show.
So nice to see you.
All right, so I have two really good That's So Cincinnati things. My first one is being really drunk off Bud Light at a Catholic festival.
Oh,
and like
good
getting
one.
The all day ride pass.
Oh, wow.
But like playing Beat the Dealer and then using your winnings from Beat the Dealer to buy a bunch of White Castle.
Wow. That is like a quadruple Cincinnati moment.
That's
right
woven
there.
It is
very Cincinnati.
Right there.
It's also very.
By the way,
North.
That does not end well for anybody that wants to know what happens.
No, hold on. You take
right
some
there.
Tums and you're fine.
Tums and you're.
Tums and you're fine.
Phil, get the editing button. Ready.
I will say. I will say, drinking Bud Light at a Cincinnati Catholic festival. That is right
up
there.
But it's so good because the next morning, like the night that you're there, you get the Knights of Columbus donuts and you wake up in the morning. You're kind of hungover.
Yeah.
And really sad because you ate White Castle the night before. And then you wake up and you have Knights of Columbus powdered donuts and they are delicious. And you rally, and then you go on Saturday because you started on Friday.
Yes. What about drinking Bud Light at the Catholic festival, and then trying to underbid the lowest bid possible at the silent auction booth, and hope they don't notice?
The most embarrassing thing I think I've ever done is being like really drunk and regretting all the silent bids you've made, and going and crossing off all of your bids, scratching them out, and be like, I don't want that. I don't need a pressure cooker. I don't need that statue of Mary. I don't need it.
I can attest, I actually bought it was like a 1975, like, exercise belt. And I mean literally the belt that you strap behind you and it shakes.
And it jiggles.
It was in their, like, cheap stuff cafeteria. And I was like, this thing is amazing. It had to have weighed 180 pounds.
Oh, God.
So I got, this is so Cincinnati. I got the Monday morning call the next day of, are you going to come pick up this exercise belt?
No, I'm not.
I was like, I kept driving by it and being like, no, I'm not. I'm not. I don't even know how I would.
Right.
It's too heavy.
Everybody
wants to.
Yeah. All right, my next That's So Cincinnati moment. This
we got another one.
I'm from Northern Kentucky, but it is a very Cincinnati, greater Cincinnati thing.
You're disqualified.
That's so greater Cincinnati.
It's so Cincinnati of you having to specify, look, I know I'm from over there, but it still counts.
No, but DQ. It does because it's very real life.
Cut
her
mic off.
Jason,
I love Northern Kentucky. Seriously,
I'm a little offended.
You tell your story, and I'll tell mine about Northern Kentucky and my thoughts on it. Go ahead.
I am about to marry a man that I went to high school with that I wasn't friends with, but we went to the same high school, the same college, and then we both moved back to the area, and now we're dating and gonna marry.
Did you know him in high school?
I did, vaguely, but we had a class of like 500 people.
That's so Greater Cincinnati.
It's so Greater Cincinnati.
It is.
The weird connection, it's like a super small town, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, yes, we know all of the same people, but not really.
But you do.
But you do, and it's super weird, and you, like, start hanging out with people that you knew kind of in high school.
It makes for, this is a great, I'm glad my wife is here because she has a great point about this. Cincinnati is a big city, but it's a small town. It brings accountability because you can't act like a jerk because guess what? That person you're doing it to knows somebody that knows you and it will get back to you.
One of our best couple friends is some guy that I met at college.
Yes.
And like I knew him because I was an RA at my dorm at UK. He was dating a girl in that dorm, and one day with my boyfriend, like 5 years later, he was like, oh, you know Thomas. I was like, no, I don't know who this guy is. And we showed up, and I knew who he was.
It will always get back to you. Don't ruin everything by singing.
Jason's bored with my story.
No, I'm just singing. That's all it is.
And it's a good song.
The 80s are playing in the background.
All right, well, I want to, I think we should personally thank everybody that swung through here, all our guests that came up and offered their most Cincinnati moments.
Wait, we're in the final segment of the show? Isn't this where we have our So Cincinnati moment? We haven't had any tonight.
I think we've had enough of those. Oh, I think we've had like a million So Cincinnati moments today. So I want to thank everybody that offered some. What would we say was the best of the guest So Cincinnati's tonight?
Grandma's Gatta.
Grandma's Gatta.
Grandma's Gatta.
That was the best one.
GG. Grandma's Gatta.
Grandma's homemade fatty Getta is the most Cincinnati.
Lard included.
Lard in. So that, I agree. That was a, so shout out. Shout out to
Hannah.
That, was it Hannah? Hannah? Was it Hannah? Yeah. Hannah that had that one. That was awesome. So, and everybody for, you know.
Thank you for the thousands.
For putting
thousands
up with our very different episode. It was, if you listened, I hope you enjoyed a very, very different episode. And, you know, thanks to John Capella for joining us and informing us about Jason and I could never pull off the logistics of the Flying Pig ever.
A lot of work, man.
It's unbelievable what they do.
It's awesome.
This is a great event down here. It's a perfect night out here. So happy we were able to do it. And shout out to Phil Didion, who has hours of editing in front of him after this debacle that unraveled here.
So Cincinnati.
But anyway, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.